What's the most romantic thing you've ever done?
I pretended my granddad died to make a girl fall in love with me. Which worked. But it got a bit annoying by the end just because every time she came around my house, I'd pretend my granddad was my brother, which was a bit problematic.
Right. How old is he?
83.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
He's got a face that's like, what? Say what? You can orgasm on command for as long as you want. Can you share that with the guy you're with? Can you, like, touch my penis and make me have an orgasm as long as I want?
His face is so
funny. My God, yeah. He's never heard anything like this in his 60 years on Earth.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh, yeah, Catholicans, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley. A best to you, Chris here.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Do you remember, which you're probably not because we do 7,000 of these a day, do you remember when I talked about one of my new favorite shows was Bridget and Iman?
Yes.
The Irish show that I was watching that I found on Amazon through Freevee, which is like their free TV service. You got to watch a couple commercials.
Right.
So this Bridget and Iman show, some people commented that they found the show because they heard it on the commercial break. They watched it. It is one of the most, like, gut-bustingly funny shows I've ever seen. It is absolutely ridiculous, so stupid, mean-spirited, and I love it. I love everything about it. So, I am trolling around the internet, as I do. And
as you do.
I am looking at a Instagram meme page for people that are into the Juggalo culture. Okay?
Juggalo?
Juggalo.
Oh, Juggalo.
Juggalo. You know what Juggalo is? Not a gigolo. A juggalo. Do you know what a juggalo is?
I do not know what a juggalo is.
Insane Clown Posse followers.
Ew.
They have the gathering of the juggalos every year.
Okay. I'm glad I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's lots of videos on this. I take 2 seconds right here, right now. So the Insane Clown Posse and the juggalos, they have this gathering of the juggalos every year. And it's absolute fucking debauchery, as you can imagine.
I can imagine.
They drink a lot of Faygo, which is this, you know, grape-flavored or orange-flavored juice. They do a lot of drugs. There's a lot of nudity, and it's just outright
insane.
It's Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah.
And it's now become almost like a rite of passage for a YouTube video star to go to the gathering of the juggalos and make some video there that, you know, of outrageous behavior that's going on.
Okay.
But the truth is that tens of thousands of people show up to this every year. And when you watch some of these videos, you start to understand that even though not necessarily my style of music, nor would I get my eyeball pierced, the truth is, these people are just trying to have fun like the rest of us.
Sure.
It's a lot like going out in the woods to the whatever party we go to. And, you know, everyone's doing the exact same shit.
Yeah.
They're all going there to get fucked up and have friends and be in an environment where they feel
accepted and loved. Yeah.
Right. And there's people like disabled people that go there and they're all treated the same.
Mm-hmm.
Right. With kind of a weird crassness that I don't know. Invokes love. Like, there's something about it that just feels
belonging.
Loving. Belonging.
Yep.
I don't have
their
to
tribe.
Be judged. Yes. I have a dick tattooed on the back of my skull, but I do not have to feel embarrassed about it because I'm here with my Juggalo pals.
Yes.
I say all this to say that years ago, the FBI determined that the Juggalos were a terrorist gang. They identified the Juggalos as a terrorist gang, and they have been since... Then the Insane Clown Posse and the Juggalos have been fighting the Department of Justice over the fact that they are like monitoring this group of people who want to just drink orange flavored fucking cola and have sex in public. Listen, you be the first one to cast a stone amongst people who want to drink orange flavored syrupy cola and have sex in public. I say, yay, sir. Yay. Go fuck in the woods with orange syrup all over your chest.
Yeah. Each to their own.
It's fucked up that the Department of Justice would name the Juggalos as a terrorist gang. Are they hurting anybody? Not that I'm aware of. Are they selling
maybe themselves?
It's the drugs, right? It's the drugs, and they just don't like the music, and they just would rather it not be around altogether.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pointed example of how the government can run amok at times. And so
it's happened throughout history.
I stand with the Juggalos. I stand with the Juggalos in this case. Going back to Instagram. I'm on this page, I Heart Juggalos or whatever it is, right? And I'm flipping through these memes, half of which I do not understand because I am not in the Juggalo culture and I have no fucking clue what they mean, but I'm getting a good giggle out of some of them. Like, I'm like, oh, okay, that's interesting. That's interesting. And then I start realizing that there's like audio clips that I find familiar on a lot of these memes.
Oh.
It's all coming from Bridget and Eamon. It's all coming from the show Bridget and Eamon. So
really?
I guess I've stumbled upon the number one sitcom amongst Juggalos is Bridget and Eamon.
It must be.
You can trust your TV advice here at TCV. Unbelievable. I was like, look at that. I'm hip with the Juggalos. Brian's cool.
Crossover.
Brian's cool. If you're a Juggalo, Brian's cool. And I would bet you $1 million that there is more than one Juggalo in our fan base. I just bet you. Doesn't it feel like a good fit?
It does.
The TCB
does.
And the Juggalos?
Yes. Yeah.
And that's why, to be quite frank, I've yet to take a video of the gathering of the Juggalos and skewer it because I'm like, those are my people. Those are my people. Okay. So I don't have my wisdom teeth pierced, right? But the truth is that, you know, we're to
of
each
some their kind own. Of like mind.
Of some kind of like mind. I may not look like you, but I feel like you. Yeah. Just know that.
Yes.
You're all welcome here. All of you. Yeah, that's right, Paul. That's our Paul sales guy. Remember that guy?
Oh, yeah.
A hee-hee.
That's right.
He'd be on the phone and be like, ah, hee-hee. We'll get back to Paul, I promise.
He was good.
We promised. And somebody actually asked about him. He's like, what happened to that sales guy? That shit was funny. Listen, there's only so much time in a day. Mm-hmm. There's only so much we can fit into 6,000 episodes per year.
Right. We're limited.
I got an ask TCB. I think it's a good topic for the show.
Okay.
Chrissy, have you ever, and I'm not talking about, I'm not asking you to name the person, but have you ever faked an orgasm?
I don't know. I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
You've never faked an orgasm. You've never like put on a little show.
Maybe.
Just,
yeah.
Yeah. Of course
the years.
You have. Everybody has. Yeah. I have.
Yeah. You did.
I
you
did.
You talked about the yeah. time with the girl and the marijuana.
Oh yeah.
The weed room.
The weed room. That's right. Yes. I'm not embarrassed to say it. I just a couple times when it wasn't doing it
yeah.
for me. And so I was just like, oh,
you had
so
to
good, baby.
Just so good. Wrap it up.
Best lover ever. It just happens.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you're not into it. Sometimes you have to fake it. But what if you never had an orgasm with a lover?
That would suck.
Would you? Could you get over it?
I don't think so.
You don't think so, do you?
I don't know.
I don't think so either.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't think.
Well, I mean, for me, you know, 21 EPMs.
That would be hard. That would be hard to just go for like the rest of your life.
That's what
faking.
She said. yeah, I don't know, but a listener that we have is having a real struggle. Let's get into it. You want to get into
sure,
it?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ask TCB. You can go to the phone line. You can go to the website. Ask TCB. Just put it on the subject line. Okay. She's giving the name Mary Carey, but I'm assuming that is not her name.
Right.
Right. Okay. Mary Carey says, "Hey guys, love you both. The show is great, and it kept me company during my nursing rotations in the holidays. I've been in a relationship with a man for 3 years. We have been tied to each other ever since the second date, and I do love him to death. He is a perfect man for me in almost every way, but he is not a good lover.
Mm.
As we get closer to that point in the relationship where we are thinking and talking about next steps, the bedroom boredom is concerning me more and more. Between you and me and Frankie B, I have never had an
I like that.
That's good. I've never had an orgasm with him without the aid of toys.
Mm-hmm.
And he feels emasculated by the toys, so I don't use them often. I find myself achieving 21 EPMs when he is not around.
Yeah.
It's actually a pretty bad situation. I look forward to him going to work sometimes so I can get off. I've had to fake an orgasm in bed almost every time we've slept together, and I'm tired of the charade.
Yeah.
I've tried to have a talk about this with him many times, and he just can't get me there no matter what I ask him to do. He doesn't have the motion in the ocean, if that makes sense, and I'm done trying to teach him. I can't be his sex teacher. I feel like an NFL football coach teaching grade schoolers how to swim. What does that have to do with the price of tea in China? It's just not working out very well at all when it comes to the bedroom. However, outside the bedroom, I... outside the bedroom, I don't know that I could do much better. If we're going to get married, I need to feel comfortable that I'll be satisfied in my vachakra area. Do you have any advice?
Mm-hmm.
This, I'm telling you right now, you are a perfect candidate for sister husbands.
Yes.
That's what I think. Sister husbands is what you should be doing. You should try this out. I think this is a big problem. I think this is a huge problem.
Yeah, I mean, and I've heard a lot about teachers that are out there. I mean,
I was just about to say this.
Yes.
We know one.
We do.
We know a lady who teaches men how to do this.
Yes. Yes, and they'll come in. And did we do a show about this too?
Or I don't know.
Came
did we do
bedroom?
A show about this, or just me and you massaging each other here on this table?
I'm pretty sure it was a show. I think we did about somebody that comes in and then is able to show it. And it's uncomfortable and it feels weird, I'm sure, at first.
Yeah.
But if you really are invested in this relationship, you're going to have to make drastic measures.
Sounds like you are invested in this relationship. 3 years is a long time to be with somebody. First of all, you don't have to get married. No one has to get married. You guys can just continue. I don't know if you live together, but you can continue to live together. But Chrissy's right about this. There are professional therapists, massage therapists, sexual healers, and we have fun with this on the commercial break. But the truth is, we know somebody who does this. And at first you go, oh, that's...
Right.
That's sex work, right? Yeah. That's But... when you start to understand the nuances around this, yes, it is sex work, but for the men who need it, this is real life therapy. Because there's a lot of guys out there, not me, I go for hours. I'm like Sting, right? Yeah. I go for 7-8 hours sometimes. Yeah, Astrid's like, geez, give it a break, Brian. And I'm like, you want a seventh orgasm? I got to keep going. But for... a lot of men at some point in their life or for their entire life will struggle with the ability to get and keep an erection, to orgasm at an appropriate time, or they just need to learn how to make love. They don't understand how to make love. If you're talking to him in the bedroom and you're telling him exactly what you think you need to get off, then and it's still not happening, you gotta get professional help.
Yeah, and I think you need to have a frank conversation with him too and say, look, everything else is so great. Please get over your own insecurities.
That's right.
I love you and I want to be with you. This is nothing to be embarrassed about.
Nothing.
Don't worry about it.
Brian 3000. Try a little Y Brian 3000. That's my advice. Works for me every time.
Yeah, just go to your local Quick Trip.
Yeah, it works for Chrissy too. It's men or women, whatever you choose to do. Get on it. Get some Y Brian 3000. Slather it all out over that vachakra and let them go to town. That's my advice. I'll be back later.
So... yeah, there's so many aids and toys and all this other stuff. If you think that you can get by on, and here's, may I suggest that this is maybe an issue of communication?
Yeah.
Maybe an actual physical problem, or it might be just like these young men out here who aren't having sex with real women because you know what they're doing? They're whacking off to ridiculously how do you say that?
Expectations.
Yeah, but they set the bar so high on these porn movies that you should be throwing people all around the room and, spinning them on top of your head.
I don't think is with him. It's with her, with him getting her.
No, that's what I'm saying is that maybe she's so used to the vibrator. Maybe she's so used to that it's difficult for her to get off any other way.
If that's the case,
then you got to bring that vibrator into the bed with you.
Well, she said that they did, but he didn't like it.
He doesn't like it. It emasculates him.
He's going to have to get over that.
Yeah.
Get over it. No one cares. It's 2023. Yes. Even me, Satan, I got to get in bed sometimes. I need some help every once in a while also. Anal beads, they're great. They're wonderful. I have an ass full of fire, though, so it's a little different for me. But you get it. Right, Chrissy? White Brian 3000. That's all I got to say.
It's 2023. No one fucking cares if you're using a vibrator in the bed. As a matter of fact, it's probably more common than you think.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only way that I get asked. Never mind. I'm not going to say that. But If you need some help, if you need some professional help, Chrissy and I are here to help. For $19.99 plus $19.99 shipping and handling, we are selling the 21 EPM course. Learn how to get off in bed and out of bed 21 times per month to protect your prostate and your marriage.
Yes.
So $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And send us an extra $19.99 plus shipping.
21 EPM course.
We should do an EPM course. We should take all of the Ask DCBs. By the way, why are you guys asking us these questions? What do you think? What kind of professional advice do you think we could give you? It's the most ridiculous thing. We're sitting here answering this seriously as if we know anything. We don't. We have no clue. But this, I totally understand where you're coming from, because I have had girlfriends in the past where I thought, oh, this is a good fit, right? Mm-hmm. But then you get inside the bedroom and it's just not, it's not doing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't want you gobbling like a turkey. Gobble, 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 gobble. And so, in order...
Well, a woman too, let me just say this, a woman too has so much more going on in the head.
Yeah, it's a complicated
too.
Piece of machinery.
It is. The head and the parts have to all be in sync. So I know it is.
I wish it would come with an instruction manual.
It's not that hard.
It is that hard that
but
sometimes,
maybe she's
though.
Thinking about, like, maybe she can't fully get into it, into the headspace, because she's worried about what he thinks.
Yeah, at this point, I think it's just like a big conundrum.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big stress thing for everybody involved. He may be completely oblivious. She says she's talking to him, but he may be completely oblivious because he's getting off. Mm-hmm. Sounds like he's just a bad lover. Like, he just doesn't know how to do it right. And
or be open to suggestions.
I would if this is the guy that you want to get married to, I would totally look into it, like a sexual healer. Someone, remember we did I think we did a video on a lady who came in and she would literally have sex with everybody in the room and show them how to make love.
Yes.
That's not a bad idea.
I know.
Chrissy and I are volunteering to come on over to your house. We're going to show, I'll show you and then you can show him.
Right.
And then Chrissy will take pictures and we'll post it on the internet. Because that Instagram account needs to be fed constantly.
I need content.
At the commercial break for nothing. I really feel for you here, Marie Claire, or whatever your name is. Mary Carey. You got to get some help. Don't marry this dude until you figure out this sexual situation, because
it doesn't sound like it's going to get better.
No.
Because, the route you're going right now.
Once you get married, and if you have children, if you choose to do that, things are going to get exponentially more complicated in the bedroom.
There might be resentment down the road.
Sounds like there's already resentment right now. Yeah. I think she's writing in because I think she wants to break up with him and she just doesn't know how. Mm. Maybe you're better off friends too, you know? Maybe there's like a friendship situation there that makes sense. So we've given you 12 pieces of different advice, none of which are probably make much sense to you.
But if something resonates.
Yeah, but if something resonates, pick up on it.
Yeah.
Expound on it. Brainstorm. There's some synergy there. Let's put a pin in it and we'll get back to
it. Right now.
We'll do this offline, okay? Can we do this offline?
Walk with me.
Walk with me. You want to do a walk and talk?
Yeah.
Can we do a walk and talk?
Copy that.
Copy that. Roger that. Nothing irritates me more than business speak on a business phone call.
Yeah.
When someone says the word fucking synergy or Web 3.0, whatever it is, it drives me crazy. It's like hashtag blessed. I want to kill somebody. When someone says, let's take that offline, it's like, I don't want to take it offline. That's why I'm here in this meeting. So many pointless meetings all the time. In an effort to help our good friend, Mary Carey, I decided to do a little research on orgasms themselves.
Good.
And wouldn't you know it, our good friends at ITV.
Your computer history.
Oh, my God.
Has to just
I'm going to jail. Anybody catches me, I'm going to jail. I'm looking up orgasms in one, and then, you know, Faygo in the other.
Clown
insane clown posse. Can't orgasm. Yeah.
Whatever.
Prosperity preacher. It's all in the same.
Young girls that are actually older.
Yeah.
What's that girl's name?
Oh, Shauna Ray. Yeah. Shauna Ray. Shauna Ray lover. And then how to burp my baby. It's all a big hot mess.
Oh, if you just clear that, you should clear your browser every
survey
once a week.
Says jail time. I should probably have like a, you know, an IP blocker or something for all the craziness I do, if anything, because my wife comes in here and uses the same computer. And I know sometimes she's probably looking through that browser history, wondering what I'm up to at 3 in the morning over here. And she's like, what's this?
What? I didn't rhyme into that. This?
Penelope Cruz nude? What? It's for the show, babe.
Yeah.
Some guy wrote in. He's got a Penelope Cruz thing. I'm just trying to follow up with him. orgasm. Just Google the word orgasm and see what comes up without your safe search on. Safe search. There is no safe search anymore.
No, there's
none. So I went searching, and one of the places I always like to go to do a little research to see if they have a video that can help us out is our good friends at The Morning Show on ITV.
They don't disappoint.
They never disappoint. These people have the funniest straight comedy I've ever seen in my entire life. Yes. They keep a straight face the entire time. They're talking to the most ridiculous human beings in the world.
And they have the British accent, so it makes it so much even more like high class almost. Yeah, it gives an air of credibility.
New Zealand, Australia.
Hard-hitting journalism.
And England. If any of those three accents come out of someone's mouth, I already trust them.
Yeah.
I'm like, where do I send the check?
Yes, exactly.
No wonder that Hillsong Church did so well, because they're all Australian. As soon as they go into that little voice of theirs, I'm like, oh, yeah, sounds good. Sign me up. Always trust an Australian. Where do I send? Where I send the money? Here's the keys to my car. Where do I send the 1990s?
Yeah, he sent that one guy gave the keys to his
1996 Honda Celica. Literally put a note in the basket. Where do I send my 1996 Celica? What, you're going to give your problems to God? It's in the shop. Could you pay for it to get out? I appreciate it. That's actually pretty smart.
It's located here.
What was his name? Bob Gowan or something like that? I don't know.
Something.
Tim McGraw. Something like that. So our good friends at ITV is talking to a woman who can orgasm just by thinking about it.
Whoa.
So maybe this is the kind of help that our good friend Mary Carey needs. Without further ado, I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I like to do. TCB. Hey, everybody out there in the podcast universe, it's time for the dreaded commercial break inside the commercial break. It's season number 4. You've heard it all before, so let's get to it quickly. You can text us or leave us a voicemail at 1-855-TCB-8383. Questions, comments, concerns, or content ideas, send them to 855-TCB-8383 toll-free from anywhere in the world. Visit our website, tcbpodcast.com, to listen to any of the audio, watch any of the video, or send us a message. Hit the Contact Us button. Instagram and TikTok at The Commercial Break. And now YouTube videos the same day they air on the audio feed. They'll air youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Chrissy and I are very grateful every time you choose to listen to The Commercial Break. If you're ever in the market for our sponsors, products, or services, all we ask is that you use the specialized URLs or codes. Thanks again for being part of the TCB family. Now let's hear from those sponsors, and we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. TCB. I found a lady who can orgasm using her mind.
Now then, what's the most powerful aphrodisiac? According to our next guest,
aphrodisiac.
It's not chocolate or oysters. It's simply the power of...
I know what it is. You want to
know what it is? It's Y-Brian 3000!
Your mind.
Well, yoga teacher Carolyn Sarsky claims that after years of training, she can achieve an orgasm on demand whenever she likes without any touching. And
So she's a hot yoga teacher.
She's a hot yoga teacher.
Orgasm by her mind.
Of course this is a yoga teacher. Of course this is a yoga teacher. Because anyone that's super sexy, creative, and not doing anything with their life is a yoga teacher. I feel like if we got all the yoga teachers together in this world, right?
Yeah.
We would probably solve the world's problems in like 3 seconds. But they're all doing yoga classes, you know, to like on a Zoom camera to 3 people. How many yoga classes could there be?
Lots.
I love yoga. Don't get me wrong.
I love
the yoga teachers.
Yep.
And I love a good hot yoga teacher, too. I'm talking about the temperature in the room, guys. Settle down, everyone. Settle down.
Y-Brain 3000.
But this lady is relatively attractive. Look at the look on our boy's face. He's like, I wonder if I could do. I wonder if I could do that.
Tell me more.
Let me ask you a question about your vagina.
Tell me more.
It's here to tell us more. Welcome. It's lovely to have you here. And this is utterly fascinating. I mean, everybody's kind of thinking about how does this work. But it's quite important to really go back to the beginning and your early 20s, because actually sex for you then wasn't really an enjoyable thing.
Yeah, I mean, when I started my sex life, like, I just didn't know how to enjoy it. Mm. I thought, like, the whole world is enjoying this thing, and I just simply don't know how. So,
well, the good news is you're in great company. There's a lot of people that don't enjoy sex with their current partner in their 20s. Yeah, in your 20s, you don't know what the fuck you're doing, please.
Figuring things out.
It takes you, it took me till like 3 months ago to figure out what I was doing.
It was this big weight on my shoulder because I was interested in it, but I just didn't have any answers of how to enjoy it, really.
Actually, you're having a hell of a morning, aren't you? You're constantly entertained.
You can't help it. When it happens, it happens.
It's just like a little circus act.
Did she fart? What happened?
I think she sneezed.
Oh, she sneezed. Oh, okay. I thought she farted. We're talking about the host who all of a sudden looks perturbed. When it happens, it happens. I just had an orgasm.
No, I just sneezed.
By the side of me. Just absolutely loving it. Sorry about that.
Sorry about that. We're working on this little trick where we give each other orgasms throughout the show. I was just going to third base with my co-host. Go on.
So, for you, once you decided, you know, okay, well, that wasn't necessary for me. It wasn't working right for me. Mm. You decided to study.
Right.
And so what area did you...
So you decided to study.
I can't keep a straight face looking at his straight face.
I know. You know what he's thinking. He's like, so how many dicks did you have to study?
He decided to study.
Would you like to do some additional research on older TV hosts?
Did you look at...
So I discovered Tantra when I was 22, actually here in UK. I was living here.
Oh, here we
go. Tantra.
Tantra, the magic word mm-hmm. that cures all sex problems.
And that started opening like doors for me, started like broadening my mind. I thought maybe there's some answers here which could lead me to explore and enjoy my sexuality.
Then I went backstage at a Sting concert.
Yeah, maybe I stayed for the extra prostate massage after the course was done. And I found that really opened a bunch of doors, mainly to some man's asshole, but it was enjoyable nonetheless.
And I had a...
I've been to these Tantra seminars.
Yes, you have.
Yeah. There's lots of doors being opened everywhere. It's all kind of doors. Never mind.
Pretty positive experience in my first workshop. And then I actually started like more in detail study of Tantra, yoga, all these ancient teachings, Taoism, all these kinds of things. And they
look at the host. He's
I
like,
know.
Exactly what does this have to do with orgasms, dear? She said she had her first enjoyable experience at a workshop.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I haven't been to that kind of workshop yet. I haven't been to that kind of tantra workshop. Oh, I know they are. Yeah, I got an invite to one on Facebook.
He really helped me. Yeah.
So how does it work then? What is the connection? Because it's mind and body, really, essentially, is what we're talking about. How quickly did you develop this skill? Did you realize that this was going to be the end result?
No, I mean, it was never my end result. I mean, when I first some sort of like whole body energetic orgasm, I never believed like this is possible for me because I'm blocked and I'm not enjoying sex. And it was just like out of this world for me. All I wanted was to enjoy sex. That's it. That was my goal.
So you said a whole body orgasm. So there are different types.
Wait, you said a whole body orgasm? You mean you just don't feel it in the middle of your nose? This is really strange because I've actually never felt it anywhere except right in the middle of my nose. She's like, it's like she's coming to a realization.
Right. Yeah,
she's like, tell me more about this Tantra workshop you went to.
Where exactly was that?
Yeah, where is that? Can you tell me off air? Take this offline. I'm sensing some synergy here. Give me a call later.
Of orgasm then?
There's a lot of controversies if there are different types, but let's say subjectively, yes, you could have a very localized feeling like in your genital area, or you could have this pleasure like all over your body. And I never had anything like that. I didn't know I could have that. I didn't believe I could have that. Mm-hmm. I was just exploring like my sexuality, and then it just started happening after many years actually of like exploration.
Okay. Well, I've never seen a TV host so attentive to anything that's going on in the room as this as the woman is to this girl on her couch. She's like, oh my God, what?
Yes.
And by the way, why exactly is this news? Why is this news? There's lots of people that go to tantra workshops to talk just like this. Why this lady? Because she can do it with her mind?
I guess so. We're going to learn more.
Well, geez.
I mean, so much of sex is about the mind anyway. Moods, how you're feeling at that moment.
How many beers you've had previously. What are you talking about, dude? Do you really go into your mind when you're having sex? I'm going to guess not.
You're worried or concerned or all of those things, yes. You know, sort of part of the experience.
Right.
For you, concentrating and studying, did you realize what was about to happen, or one day did it just happen and you thought, I have reached a higher plane?
Well, they are really struggling for questions here because they've asked the same question three different times. Did you realize you were going to have an orgasm before you had an orgasm? It's like, guys, this is the most ridiculous line of questioning. Did you realize you were going to have an orgasm before you had an orgasm? That you've never, ever had an orgasm before? No, I didn't. I didn't even know what it was about. So ridiculous.
Well, it was many years I was trying to reach some sort of deeper and longer lasting orgasm because my orgasms were really short. They were intense, but I heard like it's possible to have long ones. It's impossible to have like deeper satisfaction. I'm like, I'm not having it. So for many years I was like reaching. And then one day, yes, I had it. And I was like, wow, it's possible.
But were you in a class?
Explosion.
Were you in a class? He said, were you in a class?
Yes, I was. Oh, you're asking her? Okay, I'll let her answer.
The time.
It was in a class, actually.
And were you the only one to achieve that?
I can't remember what was going on around because it was this long, mind-blowing experience.
It literally lasted for 2 hours. The tantra yoga teacher was right behind me, and he kept telling me, go, 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 go. I don't know I wonder if she was like actually having sex in a tantra class.
I don't know.
I don't know either, because that's the most taboo kind. Like, there's a big, I understand, I'm not exactly plugged into all the leadership in the tantra conferences, but I understand that there's like a big to-do about whether or not you should actually be having sex or be sexual in a tantra class.
Yes.
Of course,
yes.
There are tantra classes where they get very hands-on, mm-hmm. right? Those are called sex parties, I think, is mainly what they call those, right. That you just paid for, right? And have no idea who's showing up. It's like a roll of the dice. This girl shows up, you're in good company. My hippie neighbor who's 70 years old and grows squash out of her car trunk, I don't know. Then you're like,
Sorry, got to partner up with somebody. You take Betty Sue over there, Brian. That looks good for you.
I mean,
was just a show on Netflix too that I think had a little bit of controversy about it because there was some, not cult, but
the guru, was, the guy, yeah.
Yeah, well, there was that guy. Then there was a woman who was teaching stuff too for a while. And like Gwyneth Paltrow got behind her book and was like, yes, it's the whole new thing of the orgasms. But of course, it derailed off into something where people.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Like, not, yeah.
That's the thing, is it's such a touchy subject. I mean, listen, if you're a consenting adult and you consent to going into a room and having be open to the idea of having sex with other people, God bless America. I mean, come on down to the TCB studios. We'll do it right here and put it on camera. At least we can make some money off of it. But there are other people who believe.
I think this was like using hands.
Oh.
It's a handsy one.
Oh, handsy? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's a handsy sometimes are the worst. Because I watched that video on the naked cuddle party.
Yeah.
Right? And all the guys there were suspiciously unerect. You know what I'm saying? And they were like, you know, putting their hand, carefully placing their hands in places where it would not be offensive. Mm-hmm. But I find that I thought to myself, if the cameras weren't there,
right,
would they be suspiciously unerect? And would they be carefully placing their hands? Because it just... And it was like a bunch of young women, too. A bunch of young women with old men with shrivelly old balls. And they were like, you know, oh, come here.
That's kind of what this was, too, that I was watching. Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes I look at these groups online. Mm. Like, I got invited to a swingers group on Facebook, I think because I knew another person who was loosely attached to this group. So I got invited to join this group. And I start flipping through the pictures.
Yeah.
And it looks like a lot of, like, ladies in their 20s and 30s, right. And a lot of guys with gray hair. Yeah. And they all seem way too happy. Like they've been drinking the mushroom Kool-Aid for a couple of hours. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Which, God bless, if that's what you're into, yes, that's what you're into. Yes, I'm just absolutely. Saying there is a debate in the community, in my mind. There's a debate in the community about whether or not, you know, tantra, your yoga should come with a side of fingering or not. You know right. what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Obviously, because it's your mind and your body. I mean, this is an experience for you on your own. I mean, if you have a relationship, I don't think you're single at the moment. I think you're a single lady. Yeah. like, is it not quite intimidating for somebody coming in?
I think you can only
person?
Be single and go to the...
Yeah! Like... That's not true. That's not true.
Well, I know, but...
All right, ready? Let me tell you. I go to my first tantra seminar, which is a decidedly hands-off seminar. I mean, there is some, like, touching
and hugging.
I'm talking
about the hands-on one.
Okay, no, this is not hands-on. Okay. Well, you could sign up for the hands-on one, which was a show-and-tell prostate massage, but I decided to stay away from that. But I walked in, engaged to my first wife, and then we do this whole meditation thing that lasts, like, 4 hours, and they tell us to go outside and walk around and stare at the trees, right, and see if anything feels different to you. And it did, mm-hmm. because it was all, you know, I was all meditated up, and so I hadn't been talking for 4 hours, I'd just been thinking. So when I went outside, things were brighter, and it, you know,
yeah,
I buy into this shit.
Sure.
But so then we're supposed to stay quiet and just walk around. But one guy that I know walks up to me and he goes, "So you still engaged to that lady?" And I go, "Yeah, why?" "You won't be after this." That's what he said. And I was like, what kind of asshole thing is that? He was right.
Yeah.
He was right.
Have a relationship thinking, well, God, well, she can do all this on her own with her mind. What good am I?
Yeah, that's true, too. Like, the question is, if you're single and you're a guy and you walk into this relationship and Betty Sue here can just, like, come just by thinking about it, what use are you? It's either...
Oh, there's a whole use. I mean, my gosh, the physical touch.
Yeah, I don't want to be used, Chrissy. And I don't want to be used. I don't want someone just to love me and leave me. I want to have a deep, meaningful relationship that includes...
I think this would only enhance the relationship.
I want to be the only one to give my other one an orgasm because that...
Now you're sounding like Mary Carey's guy.
Mary Carey's husband. Mary Carey's future husband. Yeah. Now I sound like Frankie V, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only I can give you orgasms!
It's very different with a partner. I mean, partner gives so much. So, and I never like have it on my own when I'm with a partner. Then it's like a experience for two people, and okay. It's like, you know, it's completely different. It's much more satisfying for me as well to share this. Let's say.
How long does it take? If sorry if you're going to be disappointed here. There's no way we can ask.
What's he babbling about? He's so infatuated with her. He's like, excuse me if I just stumble over my words here. How long does it normally take for you to sleep with the hosts of the television show you're appearing on? Could you answer that in so many words?
You can do it live on the telly now. But if we were, I mean, you say you can do it anywhere, supermarket, wherever you want.
Yeah.
How long does it take to
supermarket, walking down the street, on the ITV set? How long does it take?
Get yourself into that mental state and then it happens.
It's like that. It's like that. I go in, I stay as long as I want, I come out like that. That's it.
You say stay in the orgasm.
Yeah, I can stay as long as I want to and I can come out when I decide it's done.
His face.
We need a cleanup on aisle four. Cleanup on aisle four. We got a whole pile of jizz on the bottom of the couch there on the set. Hey, Bob, settle down just a little bit, bud. We're catching your manhood over here on the television.
Your own face.
It's popping up through the bottom. he's got a face that's like, what? Say what? You can orgasm on command for as long as you want. Can you share that with the guy you're with? Can you, like, touch my penis and make me have an orgasm as long as I want?
His face is so
Oh, my God, yeah. He's never heard anything like this in his 60 years on Earth.
Can it sound like a shop?
Wow.
So you wander in, experience the orgasm, and then wander out again.
Yep.
And do you think anyone can do this?
Yes, Absolutely. I mean, that's why I've started teaching workshops now for men, for women, regardless of gender, regardless of your orientation.
Yeah. It doesn't definite. Work for men, though.
It does.
Men
it does.
Can do it as well.
Yes, yes. It's one of those really big like misunderstandings that men's orgasm is only physical and ejaculatory. Men could very much have very long whole body orgasms without ejaculation, without the exhaustion at the end. It's totally
his face again.
He's like, could you say that word again? Ejaculatory. It just sounded sexy coming out of your mouth. Are you having an orgasm while you say the word ejaculatory? She's right, by the way.
Yes.
She's right.
Yes.
Like, I think a lot of guys, I know a lot of guys because I was one of them. Well, a lot of guys will tie orgasm to mm-hmm. ejaculation. It's not necessarily true.
Right.
You can decouple those two things by constantly punching yourself in the penis
while you're coming.
Yes. Or you can pay someone to do it.
Yeah.
At the gathering of the juggalos. Yes.
Just study for this.
It's really individual. Some men just like pick it up after they hear it. For some, it actually takes a few years of like workshops and training. So,
oh, I bet it takes a few years of workshops and training. Once you got a guy roped into that, you probably make a shitload of money off that guy.
Yes.
Yes. Exactly like our friend who the sexual mm-hmm. healer is what I'm going to refer to her as. Mm-hmm. She has clients going back 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're still not fixed. You want to know why? Because they don't want to be fixed.
Right.
That wasn't the point in the first place.
But I've seen men, I've trained men, so it's definitely possible. I've seen it done. You know, I've helped a lot of men, a lot of women to reach there. So absolutely possible.
I mean, you've had scientific sort of backup to this as well. You've been monitored. They've seen a change in hormonal levels in your body to prove that you are reaching orgasm at that time. So there is this.
Look how proud this lady is of all her orgasm abilities. I'd really like to know with certainty whether or not she can, in fact, turn on and turn off an orgasm. Because while I admittedly have not studied for 10 years tantra yoga, I don't know. Like turning it on and off like that, like a full body orgasm, just thinking about it one second, having an orgasm.
She was saying, I think that she goes to a state, like a state of mind, to where then she can. She can turn that on pretty quickly, but I don't know.
I also go to a state of mind as soon as I walk in this studio. I'm like, God damn it.
The woman is talking about the scientific backup.
I think.
Science behind this. A bit of a kind of sort of anybody, I mean, we haven't got long left, but tips for people, like if they're thinking, right, maybe I just need to relax more and enjoy myself, like very basic, what would you say?
You said the key word, relaxation. That is the key word in enjoying sex and mm-hmm. in having orgasms. And we just need to find where is the tension. Is it maybe like something outside the bedroom? Like maybe it's fine. Or maybe it's like body image, or maybe it's just this whole tension of like speed or reaching somewhere. Like
maybe it's a small penis or a bad lover or no lover whatsoever. Relaxation. That's easier said than done. So many people get so hung up about sex.
True.
We had a friend, the guy with the bad BO. We had a friend, and he had confided one time that he had an absolute fear of being in the bedroom with a woman, like a total eclipse of the heart,
mm-hmm.
as panic attack. Yeah, like just he would just shut down.
Yeah.
He didn't know what to do. He didn't know how to handle himself. He didn't know where to go. He didn't know how to start. He didn't know how to finish. He didn't know any of it.
And then probably the anxiety of building
it all built
just
up.
Yeah,
because he said, "Listen, I've obviously he had some girlfriends." Not while we knew him, but he had some girlfriends at some point.
Yeah.
I don't know. But he just told me it was a complete shutdown. As soon as he got in the bedroom alone with a woman and the anticipation or the expectation was something sexual was going to be happening, he completely shut down. Mm. He got so scared and he didn't know what to do with himself. And I really...
Alcohol.
Like, yeah, that's what I say. Jack Daniels. Yeah. Try some cocaine. Right. That'll put a pep in your step. Yeah. Actually, don't try cocaine.
No, cocaine's
not going to help you have any kind of sex. Yeah. You want to watch your penis go away? Do a lot of cocaine. It just goes like, it goes from outie to innie. I don't know what goes on with that cocaine, but it's not a great sex drug.
Because the only thing I do in going into the orgasm is I relax. I don't think, I don't press like a magic button, I relax. But it took me many years to learn
to
relax.
In our last 30 seconds, you actually say stop having sex.
Sorry?
Stop having sex.
That is my recommendation.
Look how disappointed he looks. Yeah. Stop having sex. He's like a little puppy dog whose favorite toy just got taken away. Stop having sex. Really? And when does that start and when can it end? Are you on a break? Would you like to break your break? Do you want to break your break? Because I can help you break your break.
Like the penetrative classical sex, focus on intimacy, focus on pleasure. Don't focus on the goal of reaching the penetration or orgasm. Just purely enjoy, and there you can expand. I mean, that's the problem. We have very limited way of, like, you know, how we think of sex. Mm-hmm. If we expand it, like, there's a whole other world there.
I love that. Wow. The bottom part says how to spice
thank you.
Up.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
How to spice up things in your relationship.
Yeah, how to spice up things in your relationship. Bring
more.
This lady in the bedroom exactly. with you. That's what I say. I say bring this lady in the bedroom with you. Listen, I mean, she brings up some good points, and maybe this can be help to Mary Carey. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know that this certainly isn't 100% your issue, but it might not be 100% his issue either. Like, mm-hmm. the two of you sounds like just having a real hard time getting on the same page in the same bedroom at the same time. And again, that's why Chrissy and I are offering our services for a limited time for $19.99. And some plane tickets. We'll fly to wherever you are, and we'll help you through. We're like sexual surrogates. That's what it is.
That's right.
We'll act as sexual surrogates. We'll do an episode of the commercial break while the two of you make love. If anything's going to get him going, it's an episode of the commercial break. Can we get these fuckers out of the bedroom? As soon as you give me an orgasm, honey. As soon as you give me an orgasm. All right. Settle down, everybody. I know. We all get a little funny around the topic of sex.
Yes.
But it's nothing to be laughed at. It's how I have all 4 to 12 children outside.
Right.
All that sex we've been having. I wanted to let you know something very exciting is happening to TCB.
Oh.
You may now call in to the studio and hear your own voice on the commercial break. That's right. We are doing Ask TCB live Tuesday through Thursday. So we're going to give you a phone line. You're going to go to the website 775-TCB-Live. That's 775-TCB-Live. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Call in. If we happen to answer, you may be on the commercial break. If we don't answer, that means we're not answering.
Home right now.
Yeah, we're not answering. That's what that means. Yeah, we're not home right now. We're not home. Leave a message at the beep. Yeah. Leave a message at the beep. I'm going to get one of those old...
Yes, you should.
Because we actually got a physical phone in the studio.
I know, I haven't seen one of those in a long time.
I know, my son didn't even know what
right?
it was.
What yeah,
he's like, Dad, it has a TV on it. I'm like, nope. That's a dial pad, son.
That has a TV on
it. He thought the thing was a TV. Right? He has no idea. The world we live in today is just crazy. I mean, this phone that we have in the studio, when I was a kid, would have been state of the art.
Oh,
state
I mean,
of the art.
Yeah, like you would have had the best phone.
It would have been thousands of dollars. Yes. Only businesses would have owned a phone exactly. like this. It's a tax write-off, right? But it's in our studio, and it's connected to a phone line, and we want to hear from you. 775-TCB-Live, Tuesday through Thursday. Give us a call, and maybe you, too, can join us here on the commercial break. Also, tcbpodcast.com. That's where you go find out more information about Chrissy and I. Listen to all the audio, all the video. At the commercial break on Instagram, at TCB Live on TikTok. And 855-TCB-8383, TCB-8383. That's where you go to leave us a message, content, questions, comments, concerns. You want your EPM sticker? Send us a request, and we'll send it off to you. Okay, I guess that's all I can do for today.
I think so.
So I'll say the following words. I love you, Kristen Joy Hoadley.
I love you,
and best to you, Kristen Joy Hoadley.
And best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say we do say and we must say.
Goodbye.